The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 6th of November, 2017. Ron McDonald riding shotgun with me today. And by the way, that is structuring financial transactions is the actual term. So Laura, they accused him of structuring, but they didn't prove that he was doing anything illegal. They just got him for the structuring.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. What has Kent Hovind done that would draw the ire of the bank people?
Creation teacher.
Okay.
That's all I could think of.
Wow.
We know there's a lot of political prisoners, you know, for no reason.
Well, you don't go to prison just because you didn't fill out the paperwork for $10,000. I mean, like I said, there has to be more detail.
Wait a minute. I know California's a different world, but Ron, I've seen people get finagled and snatched and in prison for a lot less.
I mean, let's face it. There's so many laws on the books. Each one of us has violated at least 10 or 15 of them.
Oh, before your feet hitting the floor in the morning, you probably broke a couple of federal rules or regulations without doubt.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I just think there has to be a little more to it, you know, because if he could prove where he got his money and that the money wasn't through.
No, Ron. In a good world, that would make sense. You're using logic. You're linear thinking here. That's why I was so upset with our new attorney general that gave the cops more confiscatory power. You don't have to prove anything. You just have to suspect, and you can take people's money. And there's not any automatic restitution or the return of that money because you've committed no crime. You got to hire a lawyer, go back after the government to try to get back your ill-gotten funds. Or I'm sorry, they're the ones that got the funds. Ill-gottenly, if that's a word. But no, you've got, the assumption is that you're guilty. You have to then prove yourself innocent. What they have done with the justice system in this country, and any lawyer will tell you, when you go to court, this has nothing to do with justice as you and I would deem it. This has to do with the law. So as long as the bad laws or misinterpretations of the laws are on the books, and clowns that are out there confiscating people's stuff, if that's not checked, it will continue. That's why I'm not really happy with this attorney general that we have up there right now. This guy, as far as I'm concerned, can pack his bags and go back to Louisiana and retire.
Well, I'm in your camp on that, too. I think a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thought that Sessions was going to be there to help Trump. No, he's a wimp. And I, this is my personal belief, and I can offer you no proof. It's just the feeling that I'm getting in my own opinion, is that he's hip deep in something that he dares not make a wrong move against the wrong crowd in Washington. Otherwise, he's going to be sucked up in the vortex. So
I think he's Israel first guy. I think he's one of Kufi, Citizens United for Israel, and he's just doing the bidding that the Jews want.
It very well, very well could be. All right, Laura.
That's what we're thinking.
All right, well, Laura.
I was going to tell you, John.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
A long time ago, I was a bank teller. And I used to tell my customers, keep your deposits under $10,000. I could have gotten in big trouble for that. I didn't realize that at the time. I'd actually tell them that.
Yeah, because you could be aiding and abetting that crook that's trying to...
Yeah, I know.
We're in actuality, Laura. Who the crooks are the guys standing on the other side of the counter.
And why I did it was because the paperwork, the teller would have to fill it out. It was like filling out a tax form.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I didn't want to do it, so I told my customers, keep it under $10,000.
Laura, I thank you for your call.
Yeah, I think you can find Dr. Ken Holbein at drdino.com.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Laura.
Say, John?
Yes.
I understand you had some problems with some equipment that could go down. What's happening with that?
As soon as I get enough donations in here, I'm going to replace. It's a couple of barracks, little tiny boxes that do voiceover IP, dedicated voiceover IP that goes over to our satellite. It's about, $1,000 to replace them. Yeah. Was that the end of your question, or was that the beginning of it?
No, I think maybe you should, unless you have the money, I think you better address that problem.
Well, and I'm not getting all downtrodden here, and I'm not getting all financially freaked out, but we need the listener support to this network if we're going to survive. I mean, that's the beginning and the end of it. You know, somebody had sent me... This dear lady sent me an email, and I read it this morning, that said, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to survive. You need some advertising for the network. You're not going to be able to survive on donations. And I'm thinking about this. For the amount of people that are listeners to this network, and they listen to it on different platforms, different formats, we got a lot of people out there. And when all the people out there understand that, hey, for something good, you know, I mean, if you enjoy something, don't you pay the bill for it? If you need it, don't you pay the bill for it? Of course you do. A lot of people out there have not discovered that, you know, I guess paying a bill would be kind of a way of looking at a donation. But it's only $11.5 a month to run this entire network with a large audience base we have out there. I disagree that we could not just survive on donations, although my heart tells me that I would much rather leave the money in the listeners' pockets out there. If we had the advertisers to pay the bills on this network, I would certainly go that route. And folks, whatever you may think or in your imaginings, every dime that comes into this network, every single dime goes to the functioning of this network and nowhere else. I don't have a money hole in the backyard. I'm not secretly buying silver and burying it. I have no Swiss accounts. Every damn dime that you contribute to this network goes directly to this network, and none of it is skimmed off. I've always wanted to say that, and now I just did. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
You're here. I think I can answer that question with the IRS. I heard the story of that preacher a while back, and I think what happened is they passed a law that says if you deposit over $10,000, you have to make a report.
Right.
And then I think what happened afterwards is either the IRS or some other agency came up with structuring regulations.
Mm.
This way they get you from both ends.
Mm.
If they want to. So I think the idea was to keep you from depositing $9,999.
And 99 cents. You know, and
yes.
And they've even lowered that threshold. I heard it was $5,000.
Well,
anything over $3,000 now.
Anything over $3,000, Ron?
Yeah, I was told by my post office that if I bring in cash to buy money or anything over $3,000 has to be reported.
Well, you know, there's a very simple solution to all this. We got to go cashless so every damn penny can be tracked and traced.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Exactly. Ken, anything else, sir?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. I appreciate your call. Jim in Oklahoma, and you've got some info on Mr. Holbein?
Yes, sir. You know, 10 home run. He tried to play all sweet and innocent, but he was wrong for that, and he knows it.
Okay, what wrong? Okay, wrong on what? On what?
Well, what they got him for? He had a amusement park, you know, in that dinosaur creationist museum.
Okay.
And making all that money and stuff down there in Florida, I think.
Okay.
Well, the people working at these places, he wasn't calling them employees like he should have been and paying his socialist insecurity payments, you know, and unemployment insurance and workman's comp and stuff, claiming these people was, you know, independent contractors and stuff, named
right.
employees.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guess
yeah.
what? That's the same way this network functions. I do not have employees. I am not bound by federal regulations on them. They are all independent contractors, and they assume the responsibilities for themselves.
But they all know that, though.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah, well, you know... The
you mean these people working at the...
Wait a minute.
Whoa, back up here, Jim. You mean the people that worked in the dinosaur park didn't know that they were... They were.
That's what they claim.
Oh well.
Anyway,
you know. Yeah. Well, I have a hard time believing that because if you took a look at a paycheck, if he was writing you out a check, you know, all the taxes that are taken out, the FICA and this, that, and the other, would have to be named on that. This, if you're an independent contractor, the weight of this falls on your shoulders.
There is criteria for an independent contractor. That means they make their own hours. That's one of the major ones. If they have a set a schedule of hours that they show up, then the IRS doesn't determine them.
It's an amusement park, so it's got to be, you got to work when people are coming with kids and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't work at nights and...
Yeah, well,
holidays,
but Jim, I'm having a hard time getting my mind wrapped around that this guy was breaking any what I would consider a common sense law.
Well, you know, the problem is we're not in common law any longer. We're in kind of an unlimited, the Admiral makes the laws.
And hence, that's why I keep feeling that I'm a stranger in a strange land.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Anything else, Jim?
Well, John, I don't have any money to give y'all, but I think I can help in other ways. You know, it's a damn shame that y'all not on the radio over here at the end of the Trail of Tears, because many of the people who I live around and work with, you know, I think they would enjoy RBN.
Well, there's...
I might have a way to help you, you know, get transmitted over here.
Well, and that is the easiest way to go. I mean, I don't want to talk excessively about it because I'm going to be breaking some kind of federal law. But you know, I've always been an advocate of low power FMs out there, but I am encouraging people, do not interfere with anybody else's licensed assigned frequencies, and that's what I'll say about that. All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Relative to fundraising, remember, Ron, I mentioned, I don't know, did I mention Factualized Trust to you yesterday with Steve and Heather Antucci, that brilliant lady attorney?
No, you didn't.
See, the Factualized Trust, I've just begun to scrutinize it on YouTube. See, you do recall that it's an irrefutable fact that the original birth record, and I now comprehend why in 1991 when I attempted with the state of Michigan senator in my area, that I wanted to come and view the original birth record in person. I was sent an unsigned form letter saying I couldn't do it according to MCLA. No person, unless granted special authority, could actually come and see their original birth record. Well, I guess they're afraid people are going to steal it. I don't know. But it's the collateral for a billion-dollar corporate trust bond fund. And this woman, attorney Heather Antucci, via this statutory process, factualized trust, figured out how to access all that cashola. $1 billion trust fund account. We're the collateral. Our bodies, our names, our sweat equity labor.
Fred, I stand corrected. You did mention this. You did mention this yesterday.
Via the Talmud, it's right out of Werner Sombart's 1911 masterpiece, The Jews and Modern Capitalism. He said all things monetary, economic fiduciary, including the art and science of money creation and money lending, is a construct from the Talmud. So guess what, fellas? The national debt is on the shoulders of the synagogue rabbis. The Shabbat Lubavitch Talmudic rabbis, they and only they, and their buds in FedRes, in U.S. Treasury, and Wall Street Bankster, they're the ones. And by the way, the Wall Street Banksters, John and Ron, they don't pay any sales tax on their transactions. How hunky-dory is that?
Well, if you take a look at the system itself, has run its course, and it has been a structured bank robbery for over 100 years in this country. The fact that our government sanctions a middleman with our money should tell you volumes about the kind of government that we have. Rather than having an honest currency, you know, I mean, honesty in many facets of our life, eventually if the bar is not met on that high bar, then what you have is a degradation of culture, of society, of abiding law, because there are no standards anymore. It is a world where the needs are met by the guy that's got the best lawyer carrying the most expensive briefcase that has the most political friends, or the ones that he can buy. What?
John, that's why the archive building in 1812 was burned down. And Mount Vernon wasn't. It's because the original records of the original 13th Amendment that prohibited titles of nobility in government, well, that just happened to be burned to ashes, right?
Well, not quite all of it. As I gave Eric John Phelps a copy of my 1860, one of the original pocket constitutions, well, guess what? In this one, there are 13 amendments, and there's not any 14th. That didn't come until after the Civil War, and I have a copy of the original from 1860, the original 13th Amendment. This is why I made such a big deal about this movie that was done 3-4 years ago. The name of the movie was Lincoln. And the creator of this wonderful thing was the guy that gave you Jaws and E.T. Isn't he wonderful? Well, half of that damn movie was disinformation to try to make you believe that there wasn't a 13th Amendment prior to the Civil War. And there was. And when Eric John Phelps looked at that, he goes, wow. And Desi Anders was down there as well. And she's jamming Eric on the thing that, wait a minute, you keep saying everything happened on March 9th, 1933. No, it was a military action during the Civil War. Gave us this 14th Amendment, popped the government inside out, created a brand new government, and centralized power in Washington, D.C. This happened way before. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dodge and Dunn, I remember reading an article back in the 90s, Dodge and Dunn, they did the due diligence investigation on all of that and uncovered, you know, quite a number of copies, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30. Original copies in the state's archives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I guess what I wanted to reiterate is what I said yesterday, Ron, about holding county commission forums since Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch did it with chemtrails and HAARP. And
hang on a second, Fred. Hang on 1 second. Let me take this break. We'll come back. 800-313-9443. Had to burp there for a second. Excuse me. We'll be right back. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Was timely. Did you pull that down or just end? Oh, okay. Yeah, Fred, one of the things that I didn't bring up today is there is a massive realignment going on in the Middle East. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this more tomorrow, but it ain't looking good. The United States, we chose to become the aggressor against Russia. We chose to be the aggressor. Supposedly, North Korea has deliverable weapons, which I have not seen yet or any proof of it.
It's a lie.
Yeah, well, be that as it may, we're having a realignment in Saudis, the house of the oil-rich sheiks over there. I'm not liking anything that I am seeing. Donald Trump and his gang of renown, getting us back in the Middle East, tearing up the agreement that we had with Iran, putting troops back in Afghanistan. And here's the irony. The rest of the world knows what we did with Syria. We were literally trying to topple Assad. And the only group that was responsible for stopping that was Russia itself. And I'm just going to say that Russia also has economic ties with Iran as well. We have seen the Israelis literally bombing inside the sovereign borders of Syria, and there's a whole lot of crap going on. Now, we got to watch this closely because Saudi Arabia became the stepping fetchings for the Israelis. Now, whether this purge, and it's not a political redo, but there is a purge going on within Saudi Arabia right now. But what I'm seeing them doing to Yemen, it's not looking good.
In Yemen, I think, was one of the, three or four countries that still didn't have a private central bank.
Bingo.
like Sudan and Iran.
Yeah.
The House of Saud, might as well be the House of Rothschild. They came into existence to serve the purpose they have served because of Rothschild, Bank of England, and Israel. And my anti-communitarian manifesto relative to all this is to, as I said, in Shostak County, July 2014, they had a 3.5-hour meeting about chemtrails, HARP, directed energy weapon systems, and the ultimate reality, unanimous vote of the county commissioners was, yeah, we need to control our airspace. Well, okay, let's control our airspace, but let's also control our bank. We stopped funding Israel. They refund all the trillions that have been donated from taxpayers, corporate welfare. That all comes back, and no more. No weapons, nothing.
Yeah.
And all of the Shabbat Lubavitch Talmudic lobbyists, they're going to have to be rounded up. They're going to have to be rounded up and fed to the freaking great white sharks. That's the only solution I see.
Well, and it's just recently been revealed, and this is kind of a stunner when you take the time to actually let this sink in, that we have spent $250,000 a day, every day, every week, every month, every year for 16 years, $250,000 a day on our little foray into the Middle East that we kind of lost sight of why we were there in the first place.
And John, let me interject. Pat Tillman, I love football too, just like you. And I remember Pat Tillman. Guy was super amazing. So what does he do? He becomes an Army Ranger, winds up in Afghanistan, witnesses the opium, heroin, poppy fields, records it in his journal, communicates back home. As soon as I'm done with my tour, I'm going on a lecture circuit, line it up. 2 days later,
boom. They did admit, Fred, that it might have been a friendly fire incident.
Oh, it was murder by friendly fire, John. And the military pathologist was shut right down. The autopsy data was never divulged by executive action of George W. Skull and Bones Bush Laden.
You got that right. Fred, I've got a break. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You know, Ron, I was thinking a lot about this over the weekend. This whole thing is, its overall design is being constructed to disinclude and to shatter everybody's illusion as to what their life is supposed to be about. I mean, even coming down to football. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
I already said what I would do. I don't think I said this when you were with me last Monday, but I said, look, if I was Martha Firestone Ford, I would go down to the locker room after they had their little pregame meeting, and I would just simply tell the players that, look, I have offered other avenues for, you know, to do something positively here. She said that you guys come up with what areas that you want to donate money to, and I will make that happen. If you see some inequities or you see an avenue of which money can help, I'm all there for you. But here's my final decree. If I see any more of this crap going on the sidelines, I have instructed the coach to bench you, and after the game, you can just come back and clean out your damn lockers. Because if the owners do not start taking this stand in the NFL, which if we've noticed, folks, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, this has been used as a political platform of sorts. Depending on which network broadcasts the games, I can remember one little craphead, his name escapes me right now, but he took it at halftime to come up with his own diatribe about gun control. You know, so, you know, when Vin Scully, that actually broadcast for all the years that he has, and said, yeah, look, I'm a big sports fan, but I refuse to watch one more NFL game. Enough. So, you know, this is about taking away from everybody their structured day-to-day, week-to-week, you know, month-to-month, how they do things. And, you know, to destroy faith in government, that was one of the planks of the communists, to have you walk away from your own government. And we've pointed out the reasons why people are unhappy with our government. It's called the Constitution, you know.
Well, let us not forget the Academy Awards and the political stances that people or actors get up there and state before the audience. You know, when they go to see the Academy Award, you know, someone for Best Picture, they don't want to hear their political bent. At least I don't.
Well, but a lot of people in that audience certainly appreciate it, because most of the audience was comprised of what? A bunch of liberal asshats.
Liberals. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you take a look at these shows, Bill Maher. Bill Maher claims that he's not an adherent to a Democrat or Republican or independent, but he sounds at times like some kind of slash socialist, communist. You know,
well,
I mean,
he's attacked the president. He's attacked the president.
Well, of course.
On a show. Yeah.
Of course. You know, and that's a platform. So, you know, we take a comedy show and we turn it into this political machine. You know, but their audience is liberal, and what they're not defining is what liberalism here in this country means today. You know, Bernie Sanders, at least he had the guts to come out and declare himself, I'm an independent, but I'm really an independent socialist. And I cried crocodile tears when Hillary Clinton destroyed his campaign, because I knew in my heart of hearts, you know, a lot of people still like Donald Trump, some people don't like him. Well, I look at it this way. We could have done a hell of a lot worse with Hillary Clinton becoming president of this country. And here's the key to this. Ron, the left is starting to figure out that Hillary Clinton was nothing but a lying crook. We have people in Hollywood that are now recognizing that, you know, this Hollyweird setup, it's always been that way. We've always had the casting couch. And before, people knew that the casting couch also included little boys, okay? This is all starting to come out.
Yeah.
So, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, however you view this, this is a casting off, and it's an awakening by groups that you never thought that they'd snap to anything except their own muddled propaganda, whatever they had running in their heads, that they hated anything that wasn't a liberal and a socialist or as communistic as they were. This is starting to turn around.
Well, you know, it's like Donna Brazile. I can see her coming out with this book, Hack, I think that's the name of it, to protect her own interest, to make it look like she was never part of this corrupt organization. So, it, you know, my mind goes in that direction. If you're one of the new accusers, I wonder what you did that you're trying to draw the light away from yourself.
Well, and she even said that at one point in time she was considering dumping Hillary Clinton. You know, the Democrat Party has run its course. It's been infiltrated. You know, there's no blue dog Democrats in there anymore. And the old blue dog Democrats recognized what? That this was a republic. And oh, by the way, we have a proving document. It was called the Constitution. This entire party has been hijacked by socialists and communists. They have metastasized in that organization. Now, on the other side, while we are claiming to be better than those guys, well, we get the new brand of Republican, that he is some kind of a fiscal conservative. while still all the while ignoring the Constitution. And oh, by the way, we're the ones who will initiate wars. You know, the Democrats don't like war, supposedly. But yet we have the Republican Party that has been spoon-feeding the military-industrial complex by way of the banks for all of these years. Killing millions of people for what reason? For what reason? Pat Tillman discovered the reason. He was up there to guard the poppy fields. And then once he was on the ground and discovered what the hell, he gave up a lucrative NFL career to go and supposedly fight the bad guys. When he got on the ground over there, he realized he was one of the bad guys. And he was going to talk about it, and they killed him for it. So, you know, they're keeping this whole damn thing together with spit and chewing gum. Literally, with spit and chewing gum. By the way, the numbers on the unemployment, oh God, we have more people out of work now. I think in 2008, we had over 6,000 retail stores that closed in this country. Well, the numbers are in for 2017. We've had 6,200 retail outlets close their doors in this country. And all the while, we're being told, and it's supported, that the unemployment rate is the lowest it's ever been in this country. No, at one point in time, we had about 90, 92 million out of work. Now we got 95 million people out of work. Man.
What? Well, I have to get on some antidepressants.
Oh, God.
God. Give me a gun and get me some antidepressants.
Oh, God. I'm not going to... I'm not going to hear you going on a rampage, are you? Because I know what you're living in the middle of up there.
Yeah.
And the only way you survive up there is keeping your mouth shut. Because what you're living in around in Northern California there, I do believe that they'd bring back a lynch mob to get rid of you.
Yeah, they probably would. They probably, although I'm pretty outspoken in my area. People know me. When I first took down the county, half the people in this town had fear of me, and the other half praised me for understanding what government's all about. I mean, some guy actually moved next door to meet me.
Really?
He was fearful.
He's probably a federal agent.
Probably. I would doubt it.
But that's okay. I think I've flipped a few federal agents in the past, so that could be okay.
You never know. You never know.
Perhaps the most shocking revelation contained in the excerpts of the former DNC chairwoman, Donna Brazile, and this is for you, Ron, in her book, unsurprisingly buried in a Washington Post overview of the various allegations, and frankly, we're surprised the Post, given its status as the protector of the Washington establishment, designed to publish it. In the aftermath of WikiLeaks' decision to publish a cache of emails stolen from the DNC servers, Donna Brazile says she became increasingly paranoid about both possible Russian efforts to sway the election. Surprisingly, she says, top Democrats initially instructed her not to discuss her concerns with others. But even more than the Russians, Brazile says she feared possibly the retribution from shadowy elements within the campaign and the Democrat Party who might blame her for the leak. Her fears only intensified, she says, after the mysterious shooting of former campaign staffer Seth Rich, who the authorities said was killed during a robbery. Though many so-called conspiracy theorists have speculated about the possible Democrat plot to kill Rich for his role in leaking the stash of DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Brazile's anxiety eventually spiraled out of control to the point where she feared for her own life while serving as the interim chairwoman of the DNC. Now, this was after Wasserman Schultz, that crooked little twit from Florida, was discovered and thrown out. You know, Hillary wanted to kill Bernie Sanders. She wanted Bernie to feel her burn. Well, Brazile describes her mounting anxiety about Russia's theft of emails and other data from the DNC servers. the slow process of discovering the full extent of these cyber attacks and the personal fallout. She likens the feeling to having rats in your basement. You take measures to get rid of them, but knowing they're there or have been there means you never fully, truly are at peace. Wow. Donna Brazil. She writes that she was haunted by the still unsolved murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich and feared for her own life, shutting the blinds to her office windows so snipers could not see her, installing surveillance cameras in her home even. She wonders whether the Russians had placed a listening device in plants at the DNC executive suite. No, dear Donna, that's called the deep state, making sure status quo stays in place. And who knows? We might have somebody like a Donna Brazil that finally gets her head out of the dark, dank place that it has been, and still is, that pops her head into the full sunlight of day and figures that, you know what? This just ain't right. Ain't none of this stuff right. My God. What does it take? A house to drop on these people? I'm not asking her to go out there and give big wet kisses to Donald Trump, but come on, lady.
Do you think she's deflecting from herself to keep the spotlight off herself?
Well, I don't underestimate her intelligence. She's a very bright woman. But there's only so much you can say and still be a DNC whatever. You know?
Right.
So we might be talking job security here. I don't know. We'll see. But it's strange. It's strange. Oh, by the way, Rand Paul. Wow. Now, I've said in the past that Rand Paul is not his father's son. To some degree, a greater degree, he is. But even Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was assaulted, allegedly, and it's like he's got alleged broken ribs, by his neighbor on Friday, leaving him with injuries that could reportedly require several months to heal. While the injuries Paul sustained were initially reported to be minor, the CNN Now reports Paul is suffering from 5 broken ribs and lung contusions from the assault. Paul's chief of staff, Doug Stafford, told the Washington Post that Paul's recovery could take several months. The type of injury is caused by high-velocity, severe force. And it's not exactly clear how soon he'll return to work, as the pain is considerable. Well, let me tell you about the high impact when you break your ribs. Me flying off a motorcycle and hitting a large fence post that didn't move. I can attest to how painful broken ribs. Now, he only had 5 broken ribs. I think I had 7 or 8 broken ribs. And I can attest that it takes a major, major impact. I don't know what his neighbor used against him, but he's out there on his little riding lawnmower mowing his lawn. The next thing he knows, he's on the ground, and he's got a punctured lung and several broken ribs. Now, this was a little snowflake that didn't agree with his neighbor's politics and decided that he was going to go screw this guy up. You know, I've got a word of warning out there for all you anti-gunners and for all you people that don't like that your politics have been crapped on by the majority of America. You'd better get over it, because I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I'm out there mowing my lawn, and I've got somebody that wants to attack me. Guess what I've got right in my hands? I've got a people shredder. Go ahead, make my day. This morning, I even saw that somebody had taken a picture of a riding lawnmower and attached a gun to the side of it. So, you know, I understand this, lefty world out there, that you think that your voice that's not being heard, that somehow that you turn violent and you want to start killing people or screwing people up. Remember, you're the people that wanted to get rid of the guns, and we're stacked to the damn rafters with guns and ammunition, okay? I just want you to remember that. God almighty.
You know, I think everyone would want to own a gun if they could get over the fear of what guns are all about. It's just like the same fear you have when you first get into a car to drive. you know, you have that fear. You don't want to really, you don't have control of this big beast that you're directing, not as yet. And it's that fear that I think is the anti-gun
movement. And you know what? I always go back to the human condition. You know, we are human beings, and there are ways that we react to things. And you're exactly right. Your fear comes from you've got a multi-ton piece of machinery that you're responsible for guiding and missing other people, and you've got to turn and brake and do all this stuff and accelerate. That's a big deal, and you should be nervous doing that. You know, it was like the first time I ever took flying lessons. Man, my little hands were sweating like crazy. And it wasn't until about the 10th or 11th flying lesson, you know, I was out of Livingston County Airport in Michigan. And the only way into this airport was to drop in over high tension lines. Now, understand the people that don't fly, landing is a controlled crash, okay? You're making that a non-lifting body, and you're settling it down on the ground, hopefully on all of its wheels and not on its head or its propeller or its wingtip. But I said to the instructor, I said, when are you going to let me start controlling the plane? What he said just absolutely shocked me. He says, I haven't been controlling this plane since you sat down. You've been doing this yourself. Wow. I about freaked out. Let's take this break, finish up this Monday edition of the National Intel Report. Yeah, but your fear of guns, folks, remember, gun control is having both hands on the weapon and hitting what you're aiming at.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The deception. Hey, Ron, what's the difference between first degree and fourth degree assault?
Sure, I haven't got a clue.
I haven't either. According to CNN, this Rene Albert Bosher was arrested and charged with fourth degree assault after the incident. Now, what do you think would happen to either you or I if we took the license to go screw up a Republican senator?
Well, you wouldn't be talking on this show right now.
Yeah, because they don't allow those phone calls from isolation in prison.
Yeah. No, they don't. And you may not make it. You may not make it home from the incident either. So, I mean, and I mean that in a bodily injury way.
I am just amazed here. At least this Bosher admitted to the Kentucky State Police that, yeah, he went on Rand Paul's property and tackled him. Tackled him.
That's it.
I mean, I see 300-pound guys running at full tilt boogie on a football field, and they don't bust up each other that badly.
Right. I mean, we played touch football when we were kids. No one got their ribs broken.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Bosher doesn't really understand pain. He is an anesthesiologist, by the way. Maybe he does understand pain. Oh. But Ron Paul, I mean, we had two doctors going at each other. And Rand Paul is an ophthalmologist. So he's an anesthesiologist. And he didn't even bother to administer the anesthesia before he decked him.
I would just say the fourth degree has to be a very, very minor degree. I think that's probably saying that he just grazed him, you know.
Well, you don't get five busted ribs off of a graze. I can attest to that.
If that's true.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Any parting shots for the audience today, Ron?
Oh, Jesus, no. Keep your heads down. Keep a gun loaded. Defend yourself by all means. You have a right to live.
Man, truer words were never spoken. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact that what made them run, what they need to do is embrace the fear. You know, I mean, a lot of people have gone underground. Well, it's, you know, at the office, you know, I can't say what and I keep admonishing and I keep encouraging people, keep walking and talking, because folks, the worm is starting to turn in this country. What was sacred and taboo before is no longer, and it's being exposed for what it is. Because you've got maybe a crying neighbor that maybe threatens you or whatever, you know what? Get past it. Embrace that fear, make it a part of you, and use it to your advantage. But for God's sakes, keep walking and talking. It's only the future of country. Go ahead.
One comment. When the country was first started, everyone had guns. It made it the greatest country on the face of the planet. So what's so bad about having guns?
Well, and like I said, the actual solution to this random violence that we're seeing, you know, and if you thought Vegas was just random, look where the story has gone. It's almost like it never happened at all. That was a false flag. People actually died, but the story rapidly fell apart. Whereas the Texas story, you know, if you can consider 26 people dead, but regular citizens track the criminal down, and the criminal is dead. And my solution to this random violence, whether it's happening on campus, in the streets of America, anywhere, or in a church, looks like we might have to arm ourselves and visibly do so. I'm not advocating violence, but you make the criminal real uncomfortable when you got more bang-bang than what they got. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
All righty. And thank you all for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. For today, this is John Stadtmiller signing off. I will see you tomorrow.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.